Hey there, Judy Mick, the Streaking Runner here with the next episode in our podcast series. I hope that you all are having a great week of running this week. I am just so happy that spring is finally here. It's been a couple mornings of chilly running this week, but I'm still happy. The sun's out, and I'm a happy little camper when the weather turns a little warmer. So I hope you all are having a great week also. And one other thing before we get started, I just want you to know that I was out of town at my mom's last night and just got back in. So my lovely little tabby Missy has been very vocal today, so you may hear her chiming in a time or two in the background. So just meow back at her, and she'll love it. Today I'm going to talk about racing. Now, racing season is soon upon us. I know some of you have probably already done some races, but when spring comes, we just get right smack in the middle of running a lot of races. Now, I know there was a time where I used to run a 5K or a 10K almost every weekend, and I'd say some of you all are probably the same way. So I want to talk about pre-race rituals, the things that you do when you're getting ready for a race. Now, some of us do some weird things. I'll admit to that, and I'm probably one of those. But I just wanted to share today with what I do, and I'd love for you to either email me back, or if you're clicked through to this podcast through my blog, just leave me a comment. Let me know some of the pre-race things that you do, because I'd love to hear from you. One thing that I do as I'm getting ready for the race on the weekend is starting probably 3 days before I'm leaving, and sometimes more, I start watching the Weather Channel religiously. I want to see what that 10-day forecast is, and I just want to keep up to date with any changes in the weather, because I want to make sure that I have the right clothing with me for how the temperature is going to be. Now, I'll usually end up bringing stuff in case it rains, stuff if it's cold, if it's going to be really hot, because you just never know. So I always make sure that I pretty much bring different clothes with me, but I always like to know what the weather is going to be race day so that I can pack accordingly. And then, of course, once I get there, I always check it again. But I always like to make sure that I get to the race at least the day before so I can go to the expo. Some of the larger races have expos, which I love. I always like to buy new running gadgets and new shirts and stuff at the expos. But I also want to make sure I have my packet in plenty of time. I just can't imagine getting to a race like 20 minutes before and having to pick up my packet, get everything done. I'm kind of weird about that, so I just kind of like to be calm the day before a race. So I always like to go pick up my packet, see the cool stuff they might have for sale, get my racing bib and my timing chip if they do chip timing, and make sure that I've all prepared the day before a race. Now, also, the day before a race, once again, I'm checking the Weather Channel, looking to see what the local forecast is going to be and see what the weather is going to be like at race time and at the end of the race also. You know, they have those great smartphone and tablet apps for the Weather Channel also. So I always like to make sure what the weather is going to be for the exact period of time for the race, because I like to make sure that I'm dressed appropriately. Because I'm kind of a cold-natured person, so I want to also make sure what the temperature is going to be at the end of the race. Because if it's going to be 45 at the race beginning, I'm going to have a tendency to overdress. So I will always have to make sure that I'm not doing that, because I used to do that a lot. So I've learned by experience to watch what I'm wearing. And also the night before race, I make sure that I go out and have some pizza or some pasta. And my wonderful husband is always accommodating, and he'll help me find where I want to go to get that done. So I always have my pasta the night before a race, even if it's a 5K, and it might be a mental thing to me, and it's probably one of my little superstitions, but got to make sure I have my pizza or pasta the night before a race. Now, after we get back into the room, I get the clothes. Well, by then, I pretty much know what I'm going to be wearing. I'll get my clothes together, what I'm going to have on, and I'll put my racing bib on the front of it. I have my hubby put my timing chip on my shoe to make sure that it's on there. I don't want to have anything late till race day morning that I can do the night before. I just don't want that extra stress. And you know, even if it's, you're just doing a fun race and you're not really too worried about your time, you still don't want to have, you know, extra stress on you the morning of a race. So, like I said, I try to do everything that I can get done the day before a race to make sure that I have it, have everything accomplished. And now another thing I do the night before a race, and sorry guys, but I always make sure I take a nice long bath, get my legs shaved, all the shaving things done. I like to do that the night before. Just it calms me, I've got it done, and in the morning, you know, if I think that I'm stressed, I'm probably going to end up, you know, cutting myself really badly. So I just make sure that I get all that done the night before race, and then I'm, you know, nice and relaxed, and I can just kind of kick back, maybe watch some TV, and be ready. Now, once again, I lay out everything the night before a race. From the shoes I'm wearing, the socks I'm wearing, the clothes I'm wearing, even to my hat, my ponytail holder, my runner ID, my watch, everything is laid out in a certain spot. You know, I usually get up an hour or so before my husband does on race morning, so I make sure that I have all of that in a place that I can get to it without waking him up too much. So that's all done the night before I go to bed, so I can go to bed and fall right to sleep knowing that everything's done. Now, in the morning, I try to get up at least 2 hours before actual race time. I want to have time to eat something. And now, if you know me at all, you know that I have a power bar or possibly two if it's a marathon and my Pepsi. Yes, I know, some people don't yell at me about the Pepsi. It's worked for me for 30-some years, and so it's what I do. Power bar and Pepsi gets me revved up, gets me out the door. I'll also make sure after I have my Pepsi and power bar that as I'm headed to the race, I always have a bottle of water with me so that I can still make sure I'm staying hydrated before the race. But about, I'd say, 20 minutes before the race, I cut myself off from water. I don't want to get in the middle of a race and have to, let's say, get rid of some of the water along the race course. So, you know, you just don't know if it's going to be porta potties along the race course or not. So I kind of do that, make sure that I'm well hydrated but not over hydrated. Now, I always try to make sure that I get to the race area at least an hour before. An hour ahead of time. Now, 45 minutes to an hour is probably good enough, but I like to get there an hour before. It's just the same for me. You can usually find a place to park if you're driving there. I like a lot of the races where they have a shuttle bus from areas in the town to the starting line. Virginia Beach is great for this. They have some great races there where they shuttle you to the convention center for the starting line. But get to the starting line early and find out immediately where the porta potties are. Now, even if I don't need to go then, I usually always do. I don't want to wait to find them when it's too late. So I do the porta potty thing, and as it gets to be about 20 minutes before the race, I'll get back to the porta potties again. Now, some of the bigger races that I go to, there's going to be lines. So what I do is I get in the porta potty line, you know, get in, get out, and that may actually get back in line again because you know how nerves are race day. You know, you just got to keep thinking that you just got to go and got to go and got to go, and you don't want to risk being in line when the gun goes off. So I make sure I have a couple, maybe 3 porta potty stops once I get to the race. And I've noticed I'm not the only one that does that, so don't think that everybody's watching you if you stay in the porta potty line. And, you know, the funny thing is, you talk to a lot of people in the porta potty line and, you know, made some friends. So, you know, stay in line. Have fun. Once you've got all that ready and you're getting to the starting area, make sure you line up in your proper spot. If you're running, you know, I'm just going to say 10-minute miles just for sake of ease, don't line up in the front of the pack. It just makes the faster runner smile mad. And actually, it could hurt you. You could get tripped, you could get trampled, and it's just not a good thing. So always make sure you line up in the spot that you should get into. Well, those are my race day habits. I'd love to hear what some of yours are. You know, racing season is coming up soon. I'm excited about it. I was supposed to go to a race in February that I wasn't able to go to because my mom got sick. But I've got a race coming up next month. I'm looking forward to it. And I always get excited this time of year. So, like I said, drop me a line at judy@thestreakingrunner.com. Leave a comment on my blog. Anything to connect with me and let me know how you feel about any race day habits that you have or any superstitions that you might have. I know some people only wear the same pair of socks for every race they run in the summer. Some people wear the same hat. Everybody has their little funny running superstition. So I'd love to hear what yours are. Anyway, racing is coming. You all have a great racing season if you're out there doing races, anywhere from 5Ks to marathons or even beyond. And I hope you all have a great day. I hope you all are having super running out there. And as I always say, run happy.